SBS Radio.
Hello and welcome. Thank you for joining us. I'm Rachel Hocking and I'm a proud Walpri woman. I'm so excited and honoured to be hosting this, the inaugural National Indigenous Fashion Awards. Now this evening,
Imagine you're an Australian Indigenous fashion designer. For the very first time, you can finally be involved and be recognised in your own industry's awards night. On the stage, a celebrity host announcing the beginning of your night of nights. And this is exactly what happened when Rachel Hocking hosted the National Indigenous Fashion Awards, or the NIFAs as they're also known, for NITV on the 5th of August. The Indigenous Designer Awards are now a reality for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander fashion and textile designers. This year, $60,000 were up for grabs in prize money for finalists that represent through their lives and work more than 60,000 years of culture, the oldest living culture in the world. But who are the people that these awards celebrate? And is there such a thing as an Australian Indigenous fashion movement? I'm Kerry-Lee Harding and this is the NITV podcast. But let's go back to Sydney and to the night of the National Indigenous Fashion Awards.
Tonight's awards ceremony is a show with a difference. The National Indigenous Fashion Awards celebrates Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander designers from all across this beautiful country of ours. The inaugural National Indigenous Fashion Awards has seen 33 First Nations fashion creatives nominated across six categories, and we're thrilled with the calibre of their talent and innovation. Our awards ceremony will showcase collections and designs from Australia's leading and emerging designers and artists. And tonight is a unique opportunity for both the Australian and the international fashion communities to connect to the world's oldest living cultures. Together, let's celebrate this inaugural awards ceremony and pay tribute to the vibrant, diverse, and innovative designers who are making their own unique footprint in the world of fashion.
You just heard there from NITV's Rachel Hocking introducing the inaugural National Indigenous Fashion Awards broadcast on NITV's social media. The awards night featured a number of categories, including the Cultural Adornment and Wearable Art Award, Fashion Design Award, Textile Design Award, Community Collaboration Award, Environmental and Social Contribution Award, and the Special Recognition Award. And today we will speak to the Creative Director of the National Indigenous Fashion Awards and a young swimwear designer from Northeast Arnhem Land. So let's start from the very beginning. How did the inaugural National Indigenous Fashion Awards begin? In a moment you'll hear from Nina Fitzgerald, Creative Director.
The awards came about because the Darwin Aboriginal Art Fair, which is also, you know, under the banner of the Darwin Aboriginal Art Fair Foundation, as are the NIFA, have been, you know, charting sort of the growth of textile development in remote Aboriginal communities for the past few years. I mean, they have been produced for a long time, but there's definitely been a resurgence in the last few years, and tracking that growth at the fair itself. You know, last year in 2019, there were 25 art centres, which is, you know, a bit under half selling textiles. So there's this sort of growth. From this, there was the Country Took a Tour runway was sort of born, which is pairing these textile designs with, you know, high-end fashion, and it's a runway show showcasing, you know, these vibrant designs. So Country to Couture has started in 2016, and the popularity of that is just skyrocketing every year. So last year, in 2019, the Northern Territory government reached out to the foundation saying, you know, this would be great to have this award, and that's where it was born out of, you know, the success of Country to Couture, and then, you know, further developing that and further realising the need to capacity build this sector. So yeah, that's how it was born.
Nina Fitzgerald, the creative director of the inaugural National Indigenous Fashion Awards, or the NIFAs as they're also called. But why has it taken so long for us to have our own Indigenous Fashion Awards? Nina Fitzgerald, creative director, believes the awards are well overdue.
It's definitely an about time moment, I think. So Indigenous excellence in this space has been growing for many years. Arguably, it's sort of been there since forever. Like, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people have made textiles and wearable art and, you know, fashion. So, you know, it's become increasingly obvious that we need this, you know, space and award to celebrate and honour this incredible craftsmanship. And additionally to that, you know, the celebration and the recognition, it's this need for capacity building. So, you know, the fashion industry is not known for diversity. And, you know, while this, you know, incredible Indigenous excellence exists in this space, it's not sort of promoted enough. It's not given a platform. It's not given the airtime that, you know, the rest of Australian fashion is given. And it really needs to be a strong part of the Australian fashion narrative. So, you know, the NIFA is also about capacity building and growth and support so that our mob can, you know, really be a part of this industry.
So what is Aboriginal fashion? It is not easily defined. In fact, it is a world full of bold and bright and traditional and contemporary designs. It offers a unique and diverse view of Indigenous culture to the Australian mainstream fashion industry. I also spoke with fashion designer Leandra Gaykamangu, a proud Yolunyu woman from northeast Arnhem Land in the Northern Territory, and the designer behind the swimwear fashion label, Leandra Swim. Fashion designer Leandra Gaykamangu was nominated as a finalist in two categories of the NIFA Awards, the Fashion Design Award and the Environmental and Social Contribution Award. Leandra explains her own contemporary swimwear designs.
So our designs are all, we do our signature prints, which are all inspired by our Aboriginal culture. And so at the moment we've got four different prints, a green one, a brown one, which are from my first two designs, my first collection. And then my second collection is a black and white print and a blue print, which is a reversible option, which is pretty cool. And those designs are also made on fabric that's made from regenerated plastic. So we're evolving into a more sustainable brand and looking at all different ways that we can do, a more eco-friendly and planet-friendly line of swimwear. Our prints are pretty bright, I would say, and that's a reflection of who I am. I like bright things. So, yeah, the designs are definitely a slice of who I am. So I digitally create the artwork and then I get it all ready to be able to be printed onto the Lycra fabric. So, yeah, I'm like a one-stop shop. I do the social media, I do the fabric and the designs and the website. So, yeah, it's it's pretty full on at the moment. It's a bit hectic, but it's lots of fun.
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander fashion is unique, but what does the industry offer the mainstream fashion industry? It offers diverse designs not found anywhere else in the world and more than 60,000 years of art and design presented in contemporary fashion designs. The Indigenous fashion industry is also vastly different to non-Indigenous designs, drawing inspiration from traditional artwork and stories connected to country to share through the fashion lens. But how does the Indigenous fashion industry complement the mainstream fashion industry?
it's giving the Australian fashion industry a connection to, you know, the true and original stories of this country, which I think is incredibly important. I think it's providing a level of depth that I don't think a lot of fashion has. You know, a lot of, you know, Indigenous fashion is created based on ancient stories and ancient culture and connection to the land and connection to community, which I don't think the Australian fashion industry has largely. You know, it's a very unique footprint. It's very exciting, and it's a true connection to this country, which I think is so important that is included in, fashion more broadly.
You just heard there from Nina Fitzgerald, Creative Director of the National Indigenous Fashion Awards. And the NIFAs, it's all a part of the Darwin Aboriginal Art Fair Foundation. And the awards celebrate the diversity and innovative Indigenous fashion industry. The awards also acknowledge the work done by Indigenous designers and artists. Fashion designer Leandra Gekamungu, finalist, remains confident about fashion into the future and the role that Indigenous fashion has to play into the Australian fashion industry. Leandra believes the mainstream fashion industry is wanting to integrate more Indigenous designs into the Australian fashion landscape.
So I think the broader consumer, wider Australia is actually now really taking notice, more so now than ever before, I think, in what creatives and designers, Indigenous creatives and designers are doing in Australia, which is really cool. I think that it's an industry that's been growing, over a long period of time. And I think into the future, we're just going to see more and more designers and creatives break into that mainstream space, but not only break in, it'll just be where we are. It won't be, a division. It'll be this designer's here, and, it's just a fact that they're also an Indigenous creative. So I think that's what's really cool. It's becoming the norm. It's no longer, tokenistic. It's something that's just, people are looking for it, which is really cool.
Indigenous fashion is where the old traditions meets the new contemporary, with ancient traditions being passed down for future generations to produce modern art with textiles and design. What place does ancient design hold in this Indigenous fashion space, and what does the future hold for Indigenous fashion? And in particular for fashion designer Leandra Gekamungu, as Leandra explains her new Swimwear 2020 collection due out soon.
I'm really excited to bring out our third collection in the next couple of months in time for summer 2020. Again, these pieces will be reversible because I love that, giving an option to wear whatever style, suits you. Our prints, I'm played with the palettes of brown, orange and pink this time. And the story, I haven't really shared too much yet, but the story is focusing around the intricacy and the patience and, the design work that goes into weaving. So that's the story and that's the focus of this next collection. And, it's coming. Can't wait to show it off. And I know that a lot of people have been bugging me when it's going to be here, and it's coming. It's very, very soon. But I have so many memories of, when I was younger, going out with my aunties and preparing the pandanus and the patience that went into the whole ordeal from collecting the, fibres to coming back and dyeing it. So, I have some really great memories. As a kid, I don't think I appreciated it as much as what I do now. Now it's, it's getting time to spend, with your aunties and learning. I'm really looking forward to sharing, that and what that means to me on a personal level, and also to, Indigenous women across the country, and how the different styles are and the different colours that are used and the different processes. And it's really cool.
fashion designer specialising in swimwear, Leandra Gakamungu. And I would like to thank our guest, Nina Fitzgerald, the creative director of the inaugural National Indigenous Fashion Awards. And for more information on the National Indigenous Fashion Awards, you can go to www.nifa.com.au. And many thanks go to NITV for the audio provided in this podcast. I'm Kerry Lee Harding, and this is the NITV podcast. And you can also tune in to listen to more of our NITV podcasts, like Take It Black and Ballin' Out. Go to where you get your podcasts from on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.